I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal's Gen Z protests continued on Tuesday against government corruption. Demonstrations broke out in response to last week's government ban of several social media platforms. At least 19 people died in clashes between protesters and police on Monday. That night, the government lifted the ban. Nepal's prime minister resigned on Tuesday, but demonstrators still set Nepal's massive parliament building on fire. Joe Handley with A3.
If you're on social media, you're seeing smoke rising in Kathmandu, all over different parts of the town.
The government's calling for restraint and dialogue. Meanwhile, A3's network of alumni is calling for prayer.
My colleagues are really begging the global church to pray for peace, to pray that they could be agents of hope and good news, and that the gospel would shine.
And last September, World Missionary Press sent two containers of Bible resources to a partner in Liberia, and the containers have been stuck in the port with customs since November. Within the last few weeks, though, WMP received unexpected help from another contact in Liberia, coming as an answer to a long problem.
Both of these containers are at their original destination from 2 years ago after all of this. And I just can't praise the Lord enough for his sovereignty in these things. And we've learned just to wait on the Lord. And he brings the people and he brings the opportunities and he goes before.
Please pray that WMP can meet the requests they receive for materials and for the safety of the staff that produce them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.